The Brewers looking for their first sweep of the Cubs since April of 2013. Let's take it to the bottom of the second. Zach Davies facing Rene Rivera.
1-0 coming back. Hit to right. Perez there. Misplays it. It's off his glove. And they're going to give him an RBI double.
Here's Travis Shaw. He struck out back in the first inning. Here's the 1-0 to Shaw, and he sends it high in the air to deep right. Hayward's back. He's at the warning track. He looks up, and that is gone with his 29th of the season. And the crew leads it 3-1.
Zach Davies pitching as well as anyone in the majors right now.
Rivera strikes out.
Big out for Davies, two down. Here's the 0-1. Grounder Thames, and another tidy inning for Davies. Avila will pinch hit now. Got him! Strike three! Their first sweep at Wrigley since the 2002 season.
3-1 Brewers is your final score. Zach Davies goes 7 innings, 1 run on 7 hits with 6 strikeouts. He improves to 17-8. Kyle Hendricks drops to 6-5. The Cubs have now lost 6 of their last 8. Craig Counsell and the Brewers able to sweep the Cubs for the first time since April of 2013. Here's what Counsell had to say.
He was excellent today, for sure. I think, it's more of the same. But it's obviously doing it against hitters that are very familiar with him. And he's still, it's just the combination of pitches is a lot to handle for the hitters. And he's executing pitches. The comeback fastball of left-handers has been a big part about changing his season, is keeping those left-handers really honest in. And slowing them down on the, speeding them up on off speeds, on his good off speed stuff. So, great outing again.
Craig, after losing Jimmy, you get the outings, sure. the starting outings that you got from Chase and Zach. I mean, is that sort of important to you? They kind of made a statement after Jimmy went down, it looked like.
Well, they pitch good games, and they, the important thing is that we what happened this weekend, and we made the next challenge really important. That was the goal of this weekend, is let's make the next challenge, and that's the homestand with Pittsburgh. Let's make that really important. And we were able to make that really important.
Craig, how impressive was it for Travis to get one out? That wind was blowing in pretty good. Nothing else really came close.
I think you got to get every bit of it. I mean, my take on the day was there was not going to be home runs hit. After one with the wind, and two, just seeing the pitchers, the swings that both teams were really taking off pitchers. I didn't think a home run would be hit. It surprised me a home run.
We don't often see the small ball approach, but was that what you felt you needed to do there in the fourth?
Yeah, I mean, really that was a result of what I thought the field conditions and the pitcher, and the pitcher on the mound for them. I think the only ball we hit hard was Travis off Hendricks. I might be mistaken there, but I'm pretty sure that was the only ball that was really squared up is the ball Travis hit. So. I thought it was going to be very difficult to score. I thought one run was a big deal to get it tied up. I thought we had the right guys to execute it.
And Chris, after Cincinnati, come back with such a tidy series, you've got your pitchers lined up and everything. It seems like this whole top of this division's like that. Streak a little bit this way, streak a little bit that way.
Yeah, we've talked about that for a while, really. It has been that way. Certainly St. Louis is playing very well right now. Making it a three-way, it's a three-way race to me, and it has been. It's teams have gone on little streaks and never been able to really separate themselves.
Craig, how big with 19 games or anything, I believe, how big is it to go from 4-2, instead of going home 4, going home 2?
Yeah, I mean, look, every game's huge, so it's, that's what's big about it. Every game is huge, and then wins are critical for us. There is another race that we're chasing too. So wins period are critical for us. But just to finish this series, to me, I think it was last year, maybe it was 2 years ago when we came here and got swept pretty handily. And short time later to come back and be able to do this against, you know, the World Series champs is, to me, is a really good sign.
That holding, you know, they lead the majors in runs scored in the second inning, held with 3 runs in 2 days, right? It's 3 runs in 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, we pitched extremely well. I mean, Anthony Swarzak, you know, he another great inning, went through Brian, he had Brian and Rizzo again in the eighth inning, did a heck of a job again. So we pitched exceptionally well, no question about it. And it's been the strength of this team, the all around. But to me, is we get the ball to the right guys, pitching well.
Monday, the Brewers will host a series against the Pirates in Milwaukee.